This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations out there across America. And by the way, let's not forget all about that as we do talk about America here on this program quite a bit. And as a result, how about this one for starting out? That's our buddy Bobby Palermo. And Bobby Palermo, of course, did that song, let's see, 4 years ago. And I thought I'd bring it in that way rather than saying the pledge this morning. And by the way, Colonel Jim is AWOL this morning. I have no idea where he is. But there's a lot of things going on right now. And probably the most important is where we start today. Now, last night, the presidential legal team came out, and this is what we heard from Jenna Ellis, the senior legal advisor and personal attorney to President Donald Trump. Quote, "We are pleased that the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan will be convening hearings to examine the November 3rd presidential election. There were serious irregularities. We have proof of fraud in a number of states, and it's important for all Americans to have faith in our electoral process. All we've wanted from the outset is to count every legal vote and discount every illegal vote." So, the state legislative committees that handle this in the states of Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, starting today, will be holding public hearings about this. And each participating senator, for example, today in Pennsylvania, will be given a 5-minute opening statement followed by testimony from witnesses who have actually filed affidavits attesting to the 2020 election fraud in the various states. Now, the presentation in Pennsylvania will be given by Rudy Giuliani. Then on Monday, November 30th, in Arizona, there'll be another hearing. Then on Tuesday, in Michigan, December 1st, there'll be another hearing. And it's in everyone's interest to have a full vetting of the election irregularities and fraud, if it indeed happened. And the only way to do this is with public hearings, public evidence, complete with witnesses, videos, pictures, and other evidence of illegalities from the November 3rd election. Now, this is allowed under the U.S. Constitution. Section 1, paragraph 2, article number 2, where it states that state legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives to the Electoral College. Now, there's a possibility, far-fetched and long at the very least, where the legislatures could determine there's been so much fraud that the electors for Joe Biden, where the states, by the way, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were all in the Biden column. And the reason that the Trump team is going after them is because they're Republican-controlled legislatures. That's the reason, number one. And number two, if they're able to get this back to the state legislatures, certainly there will be a challenge, a legal challenge from the Democrats, and that will be the fast track to get it to the Supreme Court, where right now nobody seems to want to get it there. There doesn't seem to be a court or a judge that wants to take that risk. So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. But not to be outdone is the fact that the Democrats have lost more seats in the House of Representatives. Four, count them, four have already flipped in California, including the three in Orange County. Now, there's another one in the mix in California. They could get five. And there are two in New York State, which could add two more. As of right now, they've added 12 seats. The Republicans lost no congressional seats. They picked up, so far, 12 conventional seats. They could pick up another two or three or four, which would cut into Nancy's lead, and I don't think she likes that. All right, don't go anywhere, and if you want to opine, we're going to give you the phone number right now. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and I'd like to invite you all to come up Friday, this Friday, Black Friday, to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey to meet me. I'll be there at 12 noon, and during this Moss Nissan secret sale event, you're going to enjoy huge savings on your new or pre-owned Nissan vehicle with a lot of people who are preferring to drive this year for the holidays, and now it's time to really get that nice upgrade for your vehicle for visiting friends and relatives on Christmas and New Year's. Now, think about this for a second. Think about this for a second. The secret sale is this Friday at every Moss Nissan and Acura location, and I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and 54 starting at noon on Friday. Make sure you stop by and see me during the sale. I'll have a little bit of something that'll make your sale, your price, your deal even better. Good morning. Is this Colonel Jim?
Sam.
Okay. Now, we know that we need voter reform. How do we do this?
This is really serious. We've got to get the parties first straightened out to do this because we have a big problem in the Democratic Party. This is not the Democratic Party of Truman and JFK.
No.
So there's a big problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
For the federal elections, which is the president, Senate, and U.S. House of Representatives,
mm-hmm.
That's going to require the federal government to implement that nationwide, and it's going to be for the states,
mm-hmm.
meaning the governors, as we are watching, and their state officials, the Secretary of State, and the state legislators, to follow it to a T and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, what we're seeing playing out now, which is critical. You hear about in the five or so Democrat states that are having the problems where their legislators will pick the ultimate outcome. That's built in by design to preclude anything that goes wrong. The second thing, get rid of the paper ballots. This is the only country in the world that uses paper ballots. It's a problem. It has always been a problem. It institutes with it corruption because humans are the cause of corruption. So we've got to get rid of the paper ballots. Why we went this route, and I'm not talking about absentee ballots. That's totally different. Absentee ballots, you have to request it. You have it in writing that you requested it. Those are fine. It's these ridiculous paper ballots. So we've got to get rid of that. That will end probably a third of the problem. So, it's, you know, it comes down to integrity and honesty on the part of our elected officials who are in charge of running elections. And that has to change. The third thing is the states, which handle all the down ballot candidates, the governors, and the state house and state senate, and then you get down to the judges and the counties with all those and the supervisor of elections. The supervisor of elections are the other real problem because if they're corrupt, they can do a lot of mischief, and we've seen it. In fact, you know, it gets to the point where you have to ensure you're electing the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I have to say is the other problem is both parties are at fault. The Democrat Party is at fault, and I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic Party has been infilled by communists, and they are doing the things they need to do, and they don't care. And so you have to look at your elected officials. I mean, this is going to be a serious problem on how this all plays out. And I'm praying that if it goes, it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court and it gets settled there. That's not how we're supposed to do elections, though.
No,
we built in this backup system for constitutional situations, which we are in. We're in a constitutional crisis right now. You know, we went through this in 2000 and with Bush and Gore. We should have corrected it back then so we don't have to do it again. But, you know, when this is all said and done, the stuff that we're seeing with the manipulation of computer systems that are designed to change the vote.
Right.
When you bring in a Dominion system or one of its derivatory type other systems, you're bringing it in for the sole purpose of changing the vote, and that can't happen.
Well, I agree, and we know we have to do something, and we know we have to make it uniform, at least in the federal elections. The state elections, the county elections, the town elections, the city elections, they can do whatever they want to do on their local end. But at the federal level, my God, we got to get this right, and we got to get it done sooner rather than later.
Absolutely, and you're exactly right. Sooner rather than later, it's got to happen now. How is it going to happen? Who is going to institute the correction? That's why I said, you know, at the federal level, our U.S. House and our Senate are going to have to fix it, and at the state level, the states are going to have to fix it, and they're going to have to make it work together. It can be done. We've used it pretty darn well for the last 245 years. There's been some hiccups, but we're creating more problems when we start instituting paper ballots and we start doing things that you can't have checks and balances on.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing things from the standpoint of intentionally doing it to change the vote or to cause a different outcome, that happens because that's what people decide to do.
All right, now hold that thought. Can you stick around for another segment today?
Sure.
Okay, hold that thought. We got a caller from, I believe, Sarasota. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain Matt. It's Bill in Sarasota. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I am vertical and mobile.
Okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, the one that said you wish you happy Thanksgiving. But I wanted to ask your commentator there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do away with the paper ballots, what do you count? How do you guard against election fraud? And this is the whole problem with computerized voting systems. You can cover your tracks with fraud on a computer voting system a lot easier than you can cover it with paper ballots. Just saying, you know, if it wasn't for hanging chads, we wouldn't have had an issue in Florida, but we took care of that.
Yes.
And we do have paper ballots, and we can do a recount. Mm-hmm. A solid recount, a physical recount. That's mm-hmm. why we need paper ballots. I'd like to hear his take on how do you prevent fraud.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Voting machines.
Thank you, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving back to you.
Thank you so much,
Bill. All right, and by the way, Colonel, we did get rid of the two big, huge problems, Palm Beach and Broward, where they had the voting, the supervisors of elections down there that were very corrupt, that constantly gave us a mess every time we had an election.
Yeah, we did, and that was a political nightmare to have to go through that and remember what Governor Rick Scott did with it.
Yep.
When he was still governor, going through the election, and it went through into a recount, and then our new governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, corrected it.
That's
and
right.
when I said paper ballots, I mean mail-in ballots. You're always going to have paper ballots that go through the machine. They're handed to you at the voting site,
okay,
and that goes through. I'm talking about the mail-in ballots. That's why I referenced the absentee ballots as well. That works fine because how you get them. I mean, we're dealing with an individual right now, and there's probably multiple more, but this gentleman came forward in Hillsborough County, and he is, it's going to turn into a complaint, or maybe more, because of how his mail-in ballot, he got it, how he received it
mm-hmm.
when he didn't request it,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know how many may have been mailed to his home, because he got a number of them, so
mm-hmm.
there's fraud in that system, that you can build a system without fraud, and you know, this is why, you know, we can do recounts, and when you do a recount, I always tell everybody, and you have to do an audit, too, at the end. As soon as you have a discrepancy where you have the changes in votes,
mm-hmm.
do a recount and then do an audit, and you'll probably find out, wow, we have 8,000 people registered in this county, but
mm-hmm.
8,492 registered. Why is that?
Okay.
Hold
that thought. We're going to break and caller, you hang on, and I'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Orshick from the Republican Party here in Hillsborough County, also retired U.S. Air Force Colonel. So don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit is the latest attempt to have tens of thousands of ballots discounted during the recount. Wisconsin state law allows the political parties to pick electors, which was done in October. Once the election results are certified, going to happen probably around December 1st, those predetermined electors will cast their ballots for the winner on December 14th. An unnamed source familiar with the situation reported Tuesday, President Trump plans to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during an investigation into Russia stealing the 2016 presidential election. After 470,000 lives were taken in the United States in the last 20 years, Purdue Pharma, the company that invented the painkiller OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to three federal criminal charges. Purdue agreed to pay fines of more than $8 billion. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com.
All righty, and that's Farrah and Farrah, and this is Colonel Jim Morshick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Bill called back from Sarasota. I think he wants to clarify something he said about the ballots. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say it's a happy Thanksgiving, Colonel, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much.
And, thank you so much. You know, the Democrats, and in particular the Marxist wing of the Democrat Party, has always thrived. Marx taught to create confusion. And the way the Marxists in the Democrat Party are doing it is they call things the opposite of what they are. Mm-hmm. They give you, for example, the Affordable Care Act. Okay? That's just one thing. But we have, who are aware of what the truth is, have to speak the truth and call it out every time that it gets misstated.
token. For example, our democracy. This is not a democracy. It's a democratically elected republic, constitutional republic. But my comment on the ballot issue is that they confused from the beginning the mass mailing out of ballots to people who didn't request them, to people who may have died. Oh, by the way, did you hear the joke about Joe Biden might be canonized by the Pope for bringing so many people back from the dead to vote?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Heard that.
but seriously, we have to call mail-out ballots what they are because it confuses the issue with legitimate mail-in ballots, which we have a very good handle on in Florida here. And that's we who are aware of the truth have to speak it every time the lie comes out. Otherwise, the liars win. Mm-hmm. That was my only comment. And
right.
Hang up and listen, unless you really want
no.
to
well,
comment some more.
No, well, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. And again, happy Thanksgiving. Okay, go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, exactly. It's the confusion created with the mail-in ballots or mail-out ballots, whatever you want to call it. It's a third process that has been introduced. Now, some states know how to do it and are able to do it, but it gives the opportunity, as we are seeing in the states that are in question, for fraud to be introduced to the process, mm-hmm. along with good point about the confusion, to create confusion. And, you know, now you're hearing, as this is being investigated by the lawyers and putting forth, you know, I want to see evidence of it. I want to see proof. I want to see, and it's hard to find proof and evidence when part of that is destroyed or is missing because
right.
The confusion with the mail-in ballots, you know, just like absentee ballots, they're virtually the same, but it's how that person's
yeah.
name, how the voter's name was put in mm. on it and how it, and it's not yeah. the mail-in process. But there is a law on the process where mm. the supervisor elections have to maintain
mm.
The mailing envelope that came in, the
yep.
secret sleeve that's on it, and the ballot itself. And when you
yes.
just have the ballots, there's a problem. So it comes down to honesty and integrity on the part of the people involved in doing this. And if you follow honesty and integrity, the system is going to work. Unfortunately, how do you depend on that?
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you everything is upfront
yeah.
and we're finding out it's not. And so,
yep.
then you really can't use that system and it's not going to work. And
well,
to do it on a national level creates even more problems.
Well, I'm going to mention something right now that was brought up yesterday by senior legal advisor and personal attorney to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis. State legislatures are uniquely qualified in position to hold hearings on election irregularities and fraud before electors are chosen. Now, as established in Article 2, Section 1, Subparagraph 2 of the United States Constitution, the state legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives in the Electoral College, providing that critical safeguard against voter fraud and election manipulation. Now, as of last night, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were going to hold public hearings, members of their state legislative committees that deal with the elections, to see and have people present any evidence of fraud or corruption, including videos in those states. Isn't that interesting?
That's the way the law is written, and that's what's going to be implemented. And we've heard about, depending on the source, there's either 31 or 37 states that are the legislatures are in Republican hands, and therefore those will fall probably in line with the Republicans, which is part of the confusion that's being created by the Democrats because they know this, and they're in meltdown mode over that for that to actually happen. And as you said, starting today, three states are going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Pennsylvania has the first hearing today, and the rest are going to be tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and the rest will be next week. That was already anticipated to happen. And, you know, there are mechanisms in the system that eventually this could go to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And the decision will be made there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So We do have the checks and balances. The main thing that comes out of all of this is the exposure of the fraud and the extent of it.
Right.
Once we can do that and the American people see that, then we can go down the road to correct that. And then there's already the mechanisms and means to correct that, but we have to be able to do that.
Okay.
And it's going to be a long legal battle. I can guarantee you that.
Well, let's go back to the phone line, and I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I got an opinion on this, and just throw this in the mix here. So the greatest threat to any republic is from the enemy within, not from an enemy without, okay? And that's just law, you know, that's just common sense law there. So, or facts, if you will. So now, we were attacked on September 11th, 2001, okay? Everybody knows what happened 20 years ago. Most everybody knows what happened 20 years ago.
I do.
And in less than 2 months, there was a draft, there was an authoring, there was committee meetings, there was a vote, there was a law.
The Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act sent to the president in less than 2 months to take care of this potential, you know, external existential threat that we face from Islamic extremism and other ne'er-do-wells.
Okay, you got about 30 seconds. So you got to speed up.
So, President Trump in 2018 had to write an executive order to prevent or to help track down potential foreign interference in our nation's elections. My point is this, and this may be a bit rhetorical here, but if, quote, they, close quote, wanted to fix something in this election process and election reform and really get the job done to ensure our national security and elections, it would have already been done. And that's
okay.
My opinion,
and I
applaud people working towards it, but again,
Thank you.
All
right. And, Colonel, can you stick around for another 5 minutes?
Sure.
All right, because we got some other things that are coming in here via the Internet, and I want to address these questions that are coming in here. By the way, here's a report that I did not know about that just popped up. Facebook has changed the algorithm so users can't see the challenges to the election.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
That's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense, and it gives them an opportunity to shut you down or suspend you or whatever without you having any knowledge of why you're, and it's obviously somebody who makes a complaint to them on a post that you make, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and of course everybody's in one form or another had some sort of dealings with Facebook. That's why I think, did you move over to Parler already?
I've got an account, but I haven't done too much on it yet because I'm trying to. I got so much going on that, you know.
Well,
I'm putting stuff out on Facebook.
Our compadre went over there. Brooke Talks is over there, and I'm over there. I've been over there for about 2 weeks now, and it's just grown by leaps and bounds. But that's okay. When we come back, folks, we're going to address some of these questions I just got via the internet. But also, we're going to talk a little bit more about the certifications and what can be done there. So, Colonel, hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take our final break of the morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, because they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, which is all made in the USA products. Now, the one thing they'll do for you that the big box stores don't is they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs at Dominic's Blind and Decor. Now, let me remind everybody that you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blind and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So, I want you to call 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Again, the number, 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right. Back to Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Thank you, Colonel, for sticking around.
Absolutely, Matt.
Now, I think I know who this caller is, and let me find out for sure before he goes off on his 60-second tangent, because I'm going to offer him an opportunity. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss.
All right, stop, stop. Don't say a word. I'm going to say it first. We need you with your inspiration and your vitality and your vigor to lead the effort in voter reform. Are you ready to do that?
I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do that. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, the colonel is here from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. So if you want to volunteer, he's listening.
All right. Well, Colonel, I want to say this to you and to the American people. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Okay. Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. He was up 690,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Judge Alito of the Supreme Court said the two of them to set aside those ballots after November 3rd. Okay. John Roberts went in there and sold us out like he always does. But the bottom line is they disobeyed. If Hagan told me to set aside the ballots after November 3rd, even though she's a hard leftist, I would have done so. Okay, so the bottom line is this, unless it is on to Georgia, for what, those Senate seats that they're going to steal from us? I'm not down for that. I'm down for Donald Trump. I'm dying on this hill right here. Donald Trump won Pennsylvania. Donald Trump won Georgia. Donald Trump won Arizona, Wisconsin. And they kept Nevada open an extra hour. Okay, they got fake ballots over there.
Okay.
They'll probably have a vote of no confidence. Donald Trump won in a landslide. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And we're dying on this hill.
You just
right here.
Signed up for the Army, so you just got recruited. So we'll be in touch.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, see, I got your volunteer, Colonel. He's on fire. I'll give him that much.
He's right. You know, I was given a statistic yesterday that Joe Biden won 526 counties total. Now, there's 4,000 and some change counties nationwide. Some are more populated than others. But he won fewer counties than Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton won in 2012 and 2016 in their elections.
Yeah.
Yet he won over 9 million more votes in the popular vote.
Yep.
So that is a big question mark. How does that happen when you perform worse than your two predecessors, yet you win the election and you come up with 9 million more votes? And it's not because of that many more people became eligible to vote or were born and became of age. It's just mystifying how those two figures can be put together and
right
that way. So something happened, and again, ballots were added or made up or numbers were changed, and it's a combination of that. And I'm told there is tons of evidence. And it's being and there are affidavits and they're ready to go.
Well, that's exactly what it says in his statement last night from Jenna Ellis. Let's see here. We have testimony from witnesses who filed affidavits attesting to the 2020 election fraud. We also have video. We also have pictures, and we have other evidence of illegalities from the November 3rd election in the states of Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Now, the reason that's significant is that's 47 electoral votes. If you take those 47 away from Joe Biden, he's down to 59. If you give them to Donald Trump, suddenly he has 279.
Yep.
I get it. I know what they're doing.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they knew what they were doing on election night at 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Sat here and watched it. And by the way, Todd keeps saying 609. No, it was 800,000 votes he was up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I watched the numbers. I watched him go back and say, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I saw myself.
And I did not see Trump gain any numbers during that time. I saw Biden. I saw him go backwards, and I saw Biden gain. Never saw Trump gain anything.
Yeah, and there's video evidence of a lot of the fraud in those states, how the numbers were being manipulated and how they were changing within seconds at certain times of the night that never, in many cases,
right,
there were no further votes for Trump. So you know, this is all after the polls closed, and this is after midnight. At midnight, Trump was still in the lead. And here's the thing. It wasn't close.
Nope.
It was, as everybody says, a landslide like we have never seen before.
Correct.
And that's the issue at hand.
Yeah. Now, Colonel, I want to thank you for sticking around a little bit longer this morning. And I know we got a late start, but that's okay. It was well worth sticking around for. And everybody got something out of this. I got a lot of people wishing me and you and everybody else a happy Thanksgiving. And we certainly want to wish all of them the same.
Absolutely. Have a great, safe, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your family and friends and neighbors and however you do that. And thank God we have a governor like Ron DeSantis who is not playing this game and is telling,
exactly.
He has told the state and in the lower legislatures and others and counties, you know, don't mess this up. Let people do what they need to do. So thank God to him.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, same time, same bat channel.
You bet. Have a great Thanksgiving, Matt.
All right. That's Colonel Jim Morshick, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Now, okay, Eric, I appreciate your comments, and Christine appreciates your comments, too. And she is right. She says, I got to show the evidence. Well, you're right. You're right. And that's what's going to happen. As of today, let's see here, Pennsylvania. The first hearing held by the Pennsylvania State Senate will be conducted today, Wednesday, November 25th, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where each participating senator will give a five-minute opening statement. Will give a five-minute opening statement, followed by testimony from witnesses who have already filed affidavits attesting to the 2020 election fraud. In addition, witnesses, videos, pictures, and other evidence of illegalities will be presented. Wow. Okay, that's Pennsylvania. Then, Monday, November 30th, Arizona will hold their own hearing, followed by Michigan on Tuesday, December 1st. Wow. And today, Sidney Powell is, let me get to this story real quick. Sidney Powell says that she's going to release the Kraken over the massive suit she's filing about Georgia. So get ready, folks. It's coming. It's coming. And it couldn't come any quicker. By the way, let's see. Oh. All right. We've got something here about Senator David Perdue. Somebody just reminded me, did you hear about Georgia? Yes, I did, and this is from Tim in Atlanta. He says, we've invited AOC to come to the state to campaign for Senator David Perdue's opponent. Wow. I'm sure that's going to be good. All right. That takes us to the end of the program. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.